The following program has not been granted an MOT certificate. It has failed on the following points. Thin and worn material, patchy transmission, fouled emissions, poor timing, and its big end is completely shot away. Tell you what, mate, I'll put it back on the air for you. 100 quid for cash, innit, Governor? Course they fear it, net!
Grievous Bodily Radio is the prototype communications net for radio users. It can run multiple radio and television programs back-to-back at a speed high enough to cause epilepsy. If you experience dizziness, muscle twitching, and convulsions, simply remove the electrical appliance from your bathtub. Alpha scan initiated. Signal lost on fixed transmission. Frequency allocated to Digi and Grit.
In this week's 99999 sensationalist viewing, a man half eaten by a mechanical crocodile bandages his own torso with grass. A woman and daughter trapped in Marks and Spencer's, unable to stop buying bras. Their husband and father can do nothing but shout at them. And a young boy accidentally eats a cat, and the race to save him begins.
Flashing hot up on BBC One this autumn as yet another season of new programmes built around a ridiculous premise are hosted by completely inappropriate presenters. New for Wednesdays at 9:30, Dale Winton looks at the development of British Rugby League in Real Men Don't Act Stupidly Camp. On Fridays, Happy Mouth's Gabby Roslin unadvisedly tries another chat show. Whilst on Sundays at 9, Clive Anderson is our man in a quiet room on his own with his smug mouth shut.
The free market model of Anglo-American business is in financial freefall. This week, BBC Radio 4's regular business affairs program, Analysis, investigates whether more capitalism would be more efficient in a European market. Val Kilmer, Brad Pitt, Wesley Snipes. In Analysis on Radio 4. And later, Kaleidoscope.
With Paul Gambaccini.
This is Boring Radio 4 for old people. On shortwave at 6 o'clock, you'll be able to hear, as usual, periodic snatches of some foreign radio station interspersed with long bursts of static. Meanwhile, over on longwave, Geoffrey Smith and Bob Flowerdew from Gardner's Question Time choose their favourite examples of hardcore pornography.
My one would be Golden Showers, because it opens very clear yellow and then it fades primrose, and she has the very, very nice sort of warm, bricky red to maroon showers. It's very fragrant.
It's 8 a.m. Here at Bristol Children's and Animal Hospital in Cambridge, doctors and vets are working together as part of a new government directive that puts money first, animals second, and children third. All kinds of patients come through these hospital doors, from boys that need stitches because they've fallen, and young girls suffering from supermodel anorexia expialidocious, to lame horses that need to be shooted. Chief resident vet is John Baker, and he's treating a young boy, Toby, who's 5, and who's broken an arm falling off his dad.
Well, when Toby came in, he was in quite a lot of pain, you know, crying and so forth. And it was then that I noticed that he wasn't wearing a flea collar. This is obviously a very real danger, because he's from Peterborough, and as a result, he's likely to catch distemper off the other dirty children. So I fitted one for him.
The staff here are forced to work long hours, often for hours at a time. The hospital management have come under fire for the inhumane way that the surgeons are treated. They're brought to the hospital every morning in lorries full of crates through hordes of protesting veal maniacs. They're expected to heal the sick in cramped spaces and force-fed grain till they are fat. Dr. Avril Barwick is the female doctoress in charge of needles and wiping.
It's terrible here. The new manager of the hospital is this Dr. Rolf Harris, and he only cares about the animals, not the poor children. He makes us cure a certain quota of animals a week, and sometimes there just aren't sick ones available. If that happens, we're forced to take the animals we've mended and re-disease them just to keep the numbers up. Sometimes we have to put the poorly children on trolleys and leave them in the corridor, just on the whim of the Australian menace. You don't think he's even a real doctor. He's good at drawing, though.
On next week's programme, an ugly teenage foal whore from a council estate is diagnosed pregnant for the seventh time and has no idea who the father is. Flapper the goldfish undergoes a course of chemotherapy for gill cancer. And will young Toby's arm be mended, or will he be turned into glue like a dead horse?
Well, here we are, Henry Kelly with you till 1 o'clock. And what a lovely morning it is too. The sort of morning you'd probably find in rural Ireland, near a cow or a shamrock. So now, what am I? I'm Classic FM, a radio station that isn't Radio 3. Mo's the pity. I'm a bit more lowbrow than that and only play music you've heard on adverts or films. I'm a victim of intellectual snobbery, which isn't surprising. I mean, we employ game show hosts as presenters. Look at me, for Christ's sake. Okay, on to the next tune. It's a great big salad of a piece with musical equivalents of lettuce, tomato, mayonnaise, char-grilled aubergine, and balsamic vinegar.
Just shut up!
And now on BBC One, in a change to the mispronounced prognam, we join Jill Dando as she's roughly snatched from her sunny cove in Crete and stolen by two angrily shouting men using gaffer tape in this week's Holiday. Since this programme was recorded, police have revealed that the events were overseen by a heavily pregnant David Bowie.
So the complete package of 14 nights half-board at the Del Player Resort costs £379.
All right, lads, commence the dando napping. Dando's all in blue and there's nothing she can do. Dando napping, cease.
Hello, David Bowie here. Listeners should be advised that no dandos were harmed in the making of this feature.
She's all wrapped up in gaffer, my little dando girl.
On this programme, our cameras catch TV chef Ainsley Harriott dealing in stolen credit cards, Gary Rhodes importing babies at night, Keith Floyd and Ken Holmes selling guns to school children, and Delia Smith heading up the notorious Brixton Yardies. All this on tonight's Cook Report.
You're listening to Radio 8. 4, 2... Oh, damn. This is BBC One. Now, Watchdog. Appropriately presented by Anne Robinson. Don't forget, you can call Watchdog and complain about her unnecessarily folded arms and annoying winky face on the Watchdog hotline. Call 0171 765 2104. Lines are open to abuse. That's Anne Robinson, tomorrow at 7 on BBC One. Not now, like I said earlier, I was lying.
Coming up next on ITV, he's hypnotic, he's paranormal, he's magic, he's boring. Paul McKenna hosts a stupid new series along the lines of his other ones. Ghosts, moving objects, lies, untruths, miracles, nonsense, made-up stuff, plot-bending, spoon apparitions and camera tricks. The pathetic world of Paul McKenna is after the break.
This is live TV on a cable. Coming up next, in an attempt to increase our poor audience figures and create programming that appeals to the lowest common denominator, is our nude sporting show, Topless Darts. This will be followed by Bottomless Golf, Fingerless Gloves, Headless Horsemen, Spineless Wimps and Heartless Beast. Tonight's double bill of Snatch Out Soccer and Nipple Count Netball has been cancelled.
Today, live from the Guildhall, Bromley, the BBC One Antiques Roadshow! Good morning, Bromley! Well, what a show we've got for you! Coming up later, we'll be looking at teapots from Staffordshire! And live on this stage, an old clock! But first, will you please give it up for Placebo?
Later on Radio 4,
you can hear some old vicar as he dons dog collar and a Sherlock Holmes detective hat and ponders the recent discovery of a biblical scroll near the Dead Sea in Kent. The scroll purports to be the birth certificate of Jesus. That is, if Jesus has ever been to Kent or had a birth certificate.
Well, here I am playing religious detective in the picturesque village of Mittendringe, where the newly discovered scrolls were discovered. There's a barely visible middle initial between the Lord's first and last names, and if it's genuine, it's the first real documentary evidence that Jesus Christ had a middle name.
And the vicar will be revealing his initial findings in
Jesus H. Christ!
Later on Radio 4.
The Broadcasting Standards Council has upheld a complaint about the earlier Antiques Roadshow item. A viewer was concerned that the item showed the popular program in an unfair light and would have been better viewed near a window so its full beauty could be appreciated by experts. We acknowledge the complaint and have consequently brought the following item out of the loft to be valued.
Tomorrow on CBBC, I can be seen here stroking my ego and pretending that this strange puppet is real. Isn't that right, strange puppet?
Yes.
Well, after some cheap imported animation overdubbed with American accents, there's the final part of our drama serial that's been shot on video so that it looks cheap and unrealistic. The leading characters are under 16, so younger viewers can identify with them. But the storyline is oversimplified and condescending. Isn't that right, strange puppet?
No!
Yes, you're right. And don't forget, you can email any children's BBC presenter on Daddy's computer at cbbcwanker.co.uk.
Would you like to take part in a future edition of Kilroy? Are you a self-opinionated loudmouth? Do you not listen to reasoned argument, but instead shout loudly regarding subjects about which you know nothing? Perhaps you're a real bigot or have done something morally objectionable that would make someone who lives in a council house angry with you. If you would like to appear ignorant on live television, then call Kilroy himself now at his expensive house.
Because most of the licence fee revenue has been allocated to cheap mid-morning programmes on local radio, cutbacks have been made. As a result of this, the news and Lionel Blair's Camp Give Us a Clue programme have had to be merged. It's 9 o'clock.
Good evening. The headlines tonight, rail track workers in pay row threaten to... Okay, one word, one syllable.
Is it a film?
No, book.
No, it's bike. Just one word. It rhymes with bike.
Spike. Toast.
Strike.
Yes, strike. Well done. Next one, reports are coming in. 500 have been killed in what has been described as France's worst ever... Two words, two syllables.
Bookshop.
You go on holiday in it.
Ferry, blue caravan.
Ibiza.
No, small words. At the time, it was a plane crash.
Simple. Later tonight, John Thor stars in the Inspector Morse of Dibley, followed at 11 o'clock by Newsnight Rider. Over on BBC Two now, John Wilson's Gone Fishing and Leon Herring's Fist of Fun are combined in Lee Wilson's Gone Fisting a Herring.
Grievous Bodily Radio, written by John Holmes and Andy Hurst. It featured John Holmes, Andy Hurst, Peter Serafinovich, Al Clark, and Mike Checker. Producer, Lisa Stocker. A single error has occurred in this application, and this program will be terminated.